Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
1 minute left in this game. The Flying Mullet, they call him Dalamutini Zalesniak, as the supporters start to leave the ground. I tell you what, there was quite a few Warriors supporters at the airport this morning.
Well done to the Warriors supporters. Tremendous support.
Lusick, Harris, and Jazz Tavanga. Final 30 seconds of the game. Sharks, Roosters to follow. Newcastle, Canberra tomorrow on Triple M and via the Listener app. Scrappy pass from Adam Fanua. Blake batted back. Literally no one wants this ball now. And now they pass it across to Jackson Ford. And it's stolen one-on-one from Nathan Cleary.
Well, he wants it.
Yeah.
10 seconds left. Nathan gets up laughing. And we'll play it back to Peachy or Willie. Time will run out of time here. And this is how it'll play out. Penrith 32, Warriors 6. And that will mean Penrith, like the Broncos, have a week off to rest and recuperate. Warriors will play in New Zealand next week. Warriors will play the winner of Canberra and Newcastle. But a wonderful performance from Penrith, I say with great respect. I don't know whether it would have helped for Sean Johnson to play or not. I don't know that the Warriors were going to win this game today. Two tries to Taruva. To'o got one. Nathan Cleary got one. And Martin got one as well. And on the back of that, a stack of goals from Nathan Cleary. I can't recall him missing one. I'll have a look on the stats at the moment.
I think it was 6 from 6.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. 6 from 6. So that's, 16 points for Nathan Cleary on the Choice Hotel stats. For the Warriors, they got one good try. They worked at it in a try to Wigan, who never stopped trying all day. For halftime, Penrith led 20-0. They went on to win the game by 32 points to 6. David Riccio is making his way out onto the pitch to try and track us down some interviews. And we'll, of course, too, have a look at the injuries coming out of the back of this game. But I think the Panthers are pretty much intact. There was a little doubt about Dylan Walker toward the end of the game. But look, they'll go away, Gerds, and they will recoup. They are not done yet, the New Zealand Warriors.
Oh, they had some moments there in the second half, didn't they? Yeah, they had a fair bit to overcome, and they were really disciplined today, Penrith, and they made them earn everything that they got. But, yeah, they certainly take out of this a real understanding of what it's like to play finals, and they'll be better for it next week.
Let's go out to the field because I think we've got Isaiah Yeo with you, David Riccio.
I certainly do, Yoey. Congratulations. Through to another preliminary final. The machine rolls on. I thought it was clinical. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was really good, obviously. I feel like we didn't make too many errors in that first half. Thought when we had to turn the screws, we really did that and sort of kept them down deep yardage there and had some good ball sets off the back of that. So I thought it was a real good semi-finals performance. Obviously, still need to go another level, but I thought that was really good.
But just as far as the Warriors are concerned, when you hear news of their star half out, what's the reaction of the Panthers side? Because, everyone else thinks, oh, well, the Panthers will just roll through them. Was it a difficult one mentally, or are you guys just, as I said, the machine, and you just roll on?
If anything, you probably become a little bit more wary. You obviously understand all their other players are going to try and step up, so you do your homework on Sean all week, and then that sort of happens late, but I think it's just you just got to focus on yourselves. I feel like we do a really good job of that, understanding that the way we play football suits semi-finals. So if we can get that on, it'll give us a real good chance. So I thought we did that tonight. Obviously, even with a bit of stuff going on before a game.
Jerome, mate, is he any chance for the prelim?
He's giving himself every chance. So, his rehab's going really well at the moment. Find out in a couple of weeks.
Congratulations, well done.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, good stuff. Good on you, Isaiah, for taking the time to talk to us today. On the back of that, you go and get a fortnight off, but we'll just stay, because I know David's very good at rustling them up, so he'll go and find us another one out there. The teams come together in the middle of the field. Just starting to get dark here at Penrith and getting a little bit chilly too. But a wonderful victory for the Panthers, I mentioned through the call. As we all know, they're going for, well, not only their third straight premiership, but their fourth great grand final. Fourth grand final. So this, if they do it, will be their fourth grand final appearance in 4 years, which on its own is a pretty amazing stat. So good on them, the Panthers. Go away, Dell, and we'll go back down to you now because David is with Dylan Edwards.
Dill, congratulations. Through to another preliminary final. You were outstanding once again. I thought it was very clinical. What did you think?
It was at stages, mate. We were pretty happy with how we started. sort of probably got to clean up a few areas. Them coming out of the backfield, they were pretty good. So that's something we'll have to address. But, yeah, overall, pretty happy.
Well, we're taking a straw poll with all your Penrith teammates on whether Jerome Luai will play in the preliminary final. What do you think?
Man, I'm not sure. Talking to him during the week, he's not short of confidence. But so I'll back him in. If he says he's right, I'll back him and say he's right. But still got a bit of work to do. So hopefully that week off will give him some extra time. But fingers crossed.
Del, Gerd's up to you.
Hey, Del, Ryan Gerdler, mate, congratulations, brother. Another great performance by you and the men. You couldn't add to those assists, though, mate. 193 coming into tonight, but you couldn't put any more on that, unfortunately.
Thanks, Gerd. No, mate, no. 193, that was a bit of a funny one, wasn't it?
Mate, I just wanted to touch on, it's a great win you guys roll on. Special night, though, last home game for Crichton and Spencer Lunu, guys that you've shared many nice moments with there at Penrith Park, and they'll be sorely missed.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, like you said, a special night. Got him right behind me here at the moment, actually. But, yeah, they'll be sorely missed, mate. We send them off on a good win, and hopefully we can keep that going and send them off on the right way. So, like you said, mate, they'll be missed. They're a big part of our team. But it's footy, I suppose.
Hey, Dylan, I know your forward pack gets lots of raps, and I deserve it, and obviously your halves. But I love your back three, mate. I love what you do at the back. But Taruva, one of your partners in crime, and Bronto, two pretty good finishes there, mate. And they do a lot of work off the ball.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. They're machines out the back there. We know how hard our forwards work in defence, and we try and pay them back there at the back. And they put their hand up for the worst carries in the game. And like you said, they finished some pretty good tries too. So I'm glad they're on my side.
Good on you, Dylan Edwards. Go and enjoy the victory with your teammates. And congratulations on the win there today for Dylan Edwards. And I think Dell was just pointing out there, 192 run metres on the Triple M Choice Hotel stats. Not a bad little effort from the fullback, who's always there. And the boys, Gerds, you commented in the course of the game, like the consistency in this fullback, the consistency. Mm. You know,
It's just effort, isn't it? I mean, they just you watch them all and they all play to the 80th minute. It's just the culture within that organisation. They work really hard on their game. And they go out and they always give 100%. And on the back of that comes the success that they've had. And he's just a guy that everyone wants to play with. And unfortunately, there's so many good fullbacks in our game at the moment. He hasn't been able to crack a rep spot. But, gee, I tell you what, every time that there's a jersey, and it'll happen when the Australian side's picked at the end of the year, if he keeps going the way that he is, he's always in the conversation. I can't wait for one day for him just to break through. I love watching him play. He's been such a great servant to that club out there in the West, and he just deserves everything that comes his way.
Yeah, he does deserve a rep spot. Down to you on the sideline again, David Riccio.
Yeah, I've got a pretty happy Jack Cogger, I reckon, because this is your first finals appearance. Hello, 1-1.
Yeah, pretty happy with that. Obviously, really good first half, and yeah, we were solid in the second half to get through. So 1-1 for me in the finals, pretty happy with that.
What has this experience like, Jack? Like, you know that you're here as the understudy for Jerome. You get this opportunity, and credit to you, mate. You've just been outstanding, slotting in, and the machine, well, they haven't missed a beat.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, lucky enough, obviously, during the year to fill in for Nathan and Jerome a couple of times, which obviously helps when you come into a semi-final. So, yeah, happy that things kept going well today, and hopefully we can get through a prelim as well and get to another grand final.
How special is it playing alongside the man, Nathan Cleary?
Yeah, he's a pretty special player, and, you know, big games, big moments, he steps up even more, as you saw today.
Del Gerds?
Yeah, Jack, Ryan Gerdler, mate, congratulations. Great performance today, Jack. But what is it? You've been at a few different clubs now. What is it that makes this club just that little bit more special, and the fact that they have so much success?
From day one, I noticed straight away everyone loves coming to training, everyone loves getting better. And I think that's really important. You got to come to work, you got to love it, and every single player in our Panther squad does. So when you got to step up, take your opportunity, everyone's ready for it.
All right, well, go away and enjoy that, Jack. And, of course, he's off to greener pastures, but to a new club next year, and we wish him all the best. Been a wonderful servant for the Panthers, and certainly in the absence of not only Luai, but when Cleary's been missing as well, Jack Cogger has been great for Penrith. So, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give away the New Holland Triple MVP points for tonight and wrap up the game. Maybe have a quick look at the next one too, where the Sharkies take on the Roosters. But full-time Penrith 32, Warriors 6, as Triple M rocks the finals.
That half for Beacon Trade.
Beacon Trade's here to partner with your business. They've got the biggest range of ceiling fans for every job.
Beacon Trade. Let's make light work. For McDonald's and Ream. Triple M Rocks Footy. Triple M Rocks Finals Footy. Here, live, for our great mates at Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.
And welcome back to it. Well, it's all over here. Penrith just too good, regardless of who did or didn't play. Penrith too good, 32 points to 6 winners over the Warriors here at Bluebet Stadium in Penrith. And the crowd's just starting to disperse. We just wanted to thank all the many, many people listening via the Listener app in New Zealand today and in rural parts of New South Wales where you don't get your Triple M. Great to have you on board the Listener app. Stay there or get it because we're going to have the Rooster Sharkies game on the Triple M you are listening to or via the Listener app as well. Download it now and away you go. It's not hard. Before we go any further, let's get the New Holland Triple MVP at New Holland. We grow through what you go through. Visit your local dealer today. The 3-2-1 points, that's you, Gerds.
Yeah, 1 point to the one of the skippers, Isaiah Yeo, outstanding performance today. 2 points, Dylan Edwards. Yep. We spoke about his performance, and 3 points. You can't go past Nathan Cleary. Exceptional. Okay. And, you know, look at those three guys, and you just know what you're going to get from them every week. And then as soon as you get to finals, they all just find another gear. And that's exactly what they did today. They were brilliant.
Okay, David Ricci, you saw it all from the sideline. What are your thoughts now on the Warriors? I made the point they're not done yet. They get to go home and regroup. I guess it's going to depend a lot on whether or not Sean Johnson is back next week.
Yeah, look, it was interesting just how bullish the Warriors were when they landed in Sydney about the show rolls on without Sean Johnson in the team. And you know, granted, they've got to talk it up and they've got to be positive that, you know, we can still do a job and the next man up mentality. But the fact of the matter is he's been the star player of that team and if not the premiership the entire season.
Yeah.
And you can't just drop him out of the team and then expect it to hum along against the champions. And I just think the omission was way too telling. Their end of sets were poor. Mm. They were terrible. And Dylan Walker is a capable half, but those days are behind him as far as I'm concerned. And he did it. He tried his best. I'm not questioning that. But it just wasn't fluent enough. They miss Sean Johnson so much. Will it be enough for them to rebound now? I think that the fact that they didn't wave the white flag, I thought that was one positive from the yeah. Warriors' performance, that at 20-0, it could have, you know, I think Dell said it yep. in the call, it could have easily got the 40 real quick. Mm. They kept fighting. They got the 20-6, and we all thought, oh, hang on, they get the 20-12, it might be on again. They just weren't able to do it, but they showed enough grit to hang tough, and we all know what they're like back at home as well, so they can turn it around.
At one, you wonder what a game like tonight, though, Gerds, would do. Would it knock the Warriors' confidence around?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, because I think they actually, the fact that they'll get confidence out of being 20-0 down and then finding points, and then there was parts of that second half where it looked like they were going to make a run. And you're right, like you can't replace a guy like Sean Johnson. And just his finesse and his ability just to create opportunities. And I spoke about it before. And, you know, how he holds them to account defensively, that's what he's been so good at this year. So I don't think they lose any confidence coming out of that one. They'll get a couple of players back. They're playing in front of a big home crowd over there in New Zealand. They'll go into, you know, that game as favourites because they'll be playing someone that's coming out of the bottom four of the eight. And I believe that if they win that and they get into a prelim final, you know, they're a chance. They're a chance. So I don't think, you know, there's anything bad coming out of tonight's performance other than the fact that they need to, you know, suit up and go again next week.
It is looking, wouldn't you think, though, fellas, it's looking like a Penrith Broncos grand final. Would you agree, David?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, no shadow of a doubt. I mean, we discussed prior to this game about who are the premiership favourites. And, you know, there was a leaning in the box towards the Broncos. Well, you know what? I thought the Panthers, they just don't give the opposition much. You know, they're just so clinical. I kept using that word down on the field in those interviews, but they just don't give the opposition much. And as down, you know, the Warriors were probably a 5 or 6 out of 10 today, but it was largely through the Panthers just strangling them out of the game.
Mm. Yeah, they were going to win anyway today, weren't they, regardless of who did or didn't play. Look, let's talk about some of these other games coming up across the weekend, because obviously this next one, the loser says goodbye. It's the Roosters and the Sharkies. This one's been the controversial one because it's being played at Shark Park, which is half under construction. But what about this one here? Let me start with you here, Del. The Roosters go in. I think they've won their last five and maybe six of their last seven. So certainly they carry some momentum into this game. I think they're going to win.
Yeah, they're playing some pretty good football, and that's the thing for the Sharks, because, you know, the Sharks, you know, I called them flat track bullies a couple months ago, and they beat South, and I think they beat the Titans the weekend after. Look, I think the Sharks can win tonight. I know that the Roosters have played some all right football the last 5 or 6 weeks, but I think they've been too inconsistent, too hot and cold. Obviously, Joey Manu obviously was concerned. Rhea Hargraves is out, but I don't know. Tedesco has obviously helped turn that team around. I just think their season will end tonight, and I just think that there's more upside to the Sharks tonight.
Okay. We saw the Sharks, of course, Gerds, go straight out the back door last year. Is there a chance we'll see that again?
Oh, there's a chance, yeah. I mean, that'd be burning what happened to them last year, finishing in the top four and going out in straight sets. And you know, the news of Hamlin Ueli, who's been outstanding since he's been back, not playing tonight, he leaves a big hole. Because I think on the back of his and Toby Rudolph's form since they've been back, they sort of went on that run. That run, they really stiffened up the middle. I'm with Dave. Dave didn't say it, but I'm with you, Maroon. I think that the Roosters, on the back of what's been a really big campaign, and I think they're coming to the end of it, but I think they might have one or two more weeks in them. I think they just might have a little bit too much for the Sharks tonight based on that form and some of the individuals that are playing well. You know, the Suwali's, Luke Keary's in great touch at the moment, Brandon Smith, Lindsay Collins, Nat Butcher, Victor Radley's found form again. So as a team, they're playing okay. And look, there hasn't been a lot to beat to come in. They've had a pretty soft run. But I just think on the back of those individuals playing up near their best, it's going to be good enough to get them home.
The Sharks have lost their last five finals games. So it goes beyond last year, David Riccio. Are we about to see the last game of Wade Graham?
No. No, he'll get a chance again next week.
Right, okay.
I'm tipping the Sharks.
Right, okay.
I think the loss of Hargraves and Tupu, seriously significant and not spoken about enough. In big games. They are mainstays of everything the Roosters have done in premiership campaigns. And I think the Sharks should go after the rookie tonight, Ponga.
Yep.
I don't think South Sydney did a good job at all.
He was good last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, but they didn't target. They didn't. Mm. And you know, we talk about the Sharks outside backs. They're some of the best in the comp. Ronaldo Militalo, Sione Katoa, Sia Sifatelakai, Jesse Ramian. They've got some threats out there, and I would go after those weaknesses. Billy Smith's been fantastic, but he's a rookie in this arena.
Yep.
Go after him. Ponga, rookie, right? And that's where and up front, Hargraves is a blow for me for the Roosters.
Okay, and the other game, of course, tomorrow. This is what we've touched on this a couple of times today, is coming here to this suburban ground, and it's full, and it's a great – it's such an exhibition of rugby league. And tomorrow we're going to go to the second biggest city in the state of New South Wales, Newcastle. We're going to go to Newcastle. They are about to win their 10th game in a row in a finals game in front of a home crowd. Newcastle tomorrow, David, by how many?
Ooh. They'll run away with it in the end. It'll be tight till half time. Knights by 12.
All right. 12 only?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mate, Ricky will have the Raiders fired, mate. Like this is a siege mentality. That's what Ricky loves. Ricky would love to go out there and do a job on them. I mean, obviously, I think the Knights are going to win, but this is what Ricky will get his troops up for.
All right. What about you, Gerds?
Yeah, I think the Raiders will scrap. They've been scrapping all year, but, yeah, they just don't have the class. And if you're going to go to Newcastle in that environment that you just spoke about, Maroon, you know, you need to go at them through the middle. And without Papali'i, without Horsbury, a couple of representative middle forwards, it's depleted their ranks, and I just don't think they'll be able to match it with guys like, you know, Saifidi, Leo Thompson's in great touch, Adam Elliott, Tyson Frizzell. So I just think that the Knights, on the back of what they do in the middle, creating opportunities for Kalen Ponga, given he's okay with the shoulder, Yeah, they're in good touch. They should be too good for them.
No late changes as far as both sides are concerned. They are expected to be 1 through to 17. Really interesting is the 18th man, Jared Croker. It's largely, if nothing else happens within now and 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we've seen the last game of Jared Croker.
Yeah, that's interesting. First time these two sides have met in finals footy, and the Knights haven't won a finals match since 2013. But, boys, let's just talk while we've got a second about...
That's 10 years ago.
Yeah, wow. This Newcastle side were doing nothing. They go to the... They play the Dogs. They beat the Dogs 66-0. They haven't lost a game since. They've beaten Melbourne. They've beaten Canberra. They've beaten Souths. They've got a couple of big scalps. Where did this come from, Ryan Girdler? How did this happen?
I don't know. It was just like the penny drop. You know, they've had the talent. They've probably been underachieving for the last couple of years. And you have to think that those combinations, Gamble came to the club this year, his combination with Hastings, Crossland just starting to find his feet. He was a half last year and the year before coming off the bench. And all of a sudden he's found his role at nine and the variation that Elliott provides. And then obviously the form of Kalyn Ponga. You just have to put it down to that. He's had a bit of a turbulent opening half of the year, sort of knocked back Origin, got knocked back at Origin, and then just applied himself. And he's just in, well, as good as form as anyone in the competition. And on the back of that, they just found their groove and off they went.
All right.
Also, I'll give you someone a bit of credit. Brian McDermott, obviously the English bloke who came over, he's implemented a real military style of defence, and you can just see their defence has improved so much. And that's given them the confidence in their attack as well.
How far do we think we assume they will win tomorrow? So if they win tomorrow, they've got to go to New Zealand and play the Warriors. So how far, David Riccio, do you think the Newcastle Knights can go?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I have belief that the Warriors can turn it around, but there's this one little element of me that feel like they're the Sharks of last year.
Yeah, I think they're gone. I think they're gone. They've had their season.
But you don't think the Raiders are going to beat them, do you?
No. But I think
You're expecting Newcastle to win, go to New Zealand, and beat the Warriors.
And that's how you see it.
I can see it happening.
Okay. Well, that's just about all we've got time for here, boys. Enjoy the rest of your final series. We'll have that game for you coming up next. But if you missed tonight, it was the Panthers. As we've come to expect them playing their finals football, they were really unmatched today by the New Zealand Warriors. And I think I have to say, regardless of whether or not Sean Johnson played or not, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think the catch too, I hope you like my straw poll with the players as far as whether Jerome Luai will play. Geez, they were cagey, weren't they?
Yeah,
they're thinking. Yeah. You reckon you could get a straight answer?
I know.
The next 2 weeks, the guessing game will be great with a Luai play.
And then I saw Jerome in the back going off, so he was gone. He's getting some treatment.
Boys, that's where we're going to leave it. We've discussed everything that we can possibly discuss. Wendell, on behalf of Wendell, David Riccio, and Ryan Girdler, this is Anthony Maroon. We'll leave you with the highlights. Thanks to Mitre 10. Get in, get out, get on with it at Mitre 10 Trade. And we will see you for the next game, Roosters Sharkies, as Triple M rocks the finals.
For McDonald's and Remind Water. Triple M rocks footy. Full-time highlights. Get in, get out, get on with it at Mitre 10 Trade.
Kenny comes left, gets it away to Cogger, then to Cleary, comes back in field, gets away from Look for support, Nathan. Throws one to Leota. Leota, they've got numbers to the right. Out to Toe. He might get there. He does. He goes over in the corner. Well, it didn't take him long. Egan goes left, gets it away to Martin to Dylan. Walker's over.
Obstruction.
No try. It just looked too easy.
Yeah, it did.
Last tackle. 10 out. Kenny. Cleary. Floats one across. Martin. No one got a hand on him. And Liam Martin scores for the Panthers. They threaten again. Kenny comes to the left. Offloads to Yo. Yo to Cogger. Cogger gets it away then on to Crichton. Crichton to Ruba for the corner. He dives for the corner. And I tell you what, he gets there. And the Panthers are making this look easy. I mean, if they score and convert, they've got a game on their hands again. It goes out from Egan, who got it away to Curran, who got it to Berry, who got it away to Dallin Martini to Lesniak, down the sideline, sends it infield to Egan. Egan's going to score right out of the post. Oh, the Warriors strike back with a try. Gerds, we've got a game on our hands.
Oh, yeah, we we certainly do, yeah.
Peachy, this will test them. Left side with a long pass, Yo. Then it goes to Cleary. The numbers are there, Crichton. Taruva. The Groover is over in the corner again. And this will be a try to Penrith. There the ball comes across to Yo. And then to Cleary. And then he comes out. Right side, Nathan. He's and scores a wonderful individual try just to put the icing on the cake. Penrith 32, Warriors 6.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy. Triple M footy lives on Listener. Catch all our games, interviews, replays and more. That's LISTNR.
Triple M footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.